And what's up, everybody? Welcome to this special edition of Burnline Cigar News. We just had so much with PCA 2024. We didn't have time in the podcast
for all of it. It's
too much information. But we want to keep you on the cutting edge, front of your seat when it comes to the cigar industry. And we're going to share with you the stuff that nobody else will share with you. I'm Johnny Midas.
And I'm Angel El Fumo Solario.
El Fumo, we collected a bunch of stuff. Now, the thing with PCA is like, it's the thing. You said it was like the SEMA of the cigar world.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
So it's the trade show. It's where everybody shows off all their shit. And there's like little leaks coming out leading up to it. And, you know, people are waiting for the
teaser,
big reveal.
Teaser.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the freestyle live for everybody else.
Yeah, right? That's right. Jewish got the jump on that.
Yeah. And so what ends up happening is a lot of stuff comes out and people are focused on like one or two things. And so stuff, you know, kind of slides under the radar.
Yeah.
And nobody picks up on it. And so we picked out all of the best things that you need to know about what's going on with cigar manufacturers and the industry to keep you informed. And that's what we do at Burnline.
That's right.
We make sure that you guys are on top of everything.
We have the inside scoops.
So we've got our Mexican Mafia Don here,
right,
and our Eastern European Mafia Don over here.
Right, our arms do work.
I mean, we look good though, dude.
Yeah.
Like we do. We look good.
Yeah, that's
we
our
should
actual,
totally this should be the new podcast outfit.
Yeah, I dig it.
Us.
That's our actual day jobs is illicit activities.
Yeah. You look good in black.
I do. I love black. That's my favorite color.
I looked better in black when my hair was black. Now it's mostly gray. Hey, don't laugh. You're getting there.
Yeah. It's over, isn't it?
All right. So we've got a bunch of news. Some of it's, why don't you take the cigar stuff? I'll take the business stuff.
Okay.
And why don't you lead off? We got a big collab announcement.
All right. So Arturo Fuente and Padron for the past two PCA conventions have been teasing the fuck out of a collab, you know, and then last year, right before that show kicked off, they're like, all right, here we go. We got a big announcement. And then boom, at the show, they're like, never mind, shut up.
Right,
and then,
right.
And finally this year, they made the announcement that they're doing a collab and they're gonna be announcing the Primoso package. And it's a limited cigar. It is limited to 20 10 count cigars. So very, very limited. Wanna know what the final price tag is? It's Johnny Midas price tag, $47,000.
$47,000, and it comes in a safe?
That's right, a safe that gets delivered in an armored car. Get a personal phone call
from Fuente.
Yeah.
And they tell you over the phone. So Padron and Fuente call you and they give you the code.
That's right.
So it's like impossible to, like,
right,
what do you call it? Counterfeit.
That's
or,
right,
you know, there's no black market because you can't get into the safe.
Oh, and you're contractually obligated to own it. You cannot resell it.
And no resale. Yeah.
So,
kind of typical what you might expect from these guys. They're always putting out awesome high-end stuff. And so there you go, the Primoso package. So look it up and buy yourself a Primoso safe if you can afford it. Meanwhile, on the business side, mergers and acquisitions still going strong in the cigar industry. There's always rumors about who's going to gobble up who, and you know who. Alec Bradley got taken over by General last year, and so Rojas has been looking to expand its distribution footprint, and it was announced at PCA 2024 that Rojas is acquiring Scandinavian Tobacco Group for $435 billion. So that should get the street taco into a lot of households.
That's right.
You know, around the globe, China and,
absolutely,
and Indonesia. And
tacos for everybody.
Tacos
you get a
for
taco,
everybody.
You get a taco.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. So shout out to Rojas. Great job with that.
Making some money moves.
Yeah.
Some insane money moves.
Yeah. Yeah. Big money moves from Rojas. They're really moving up, I feel like. Pretty insane there. Speaking of insane.
That's right.
You got some Asylum news?
That's right. Some insane Asylum news. So Asylum is releasing a new DC Villains line, which features the Joker, which is going to be a 10x38 double Lancero.
10x38 double Lancero called the Joker.
The Joker. And then the Bane, this is a big one. Kind of like Bane. Bane's a big motherfucker. 9x90 featuring an Indonesian Connecticut Broadleaf wrapper, with Ecuadorian Cameroon binder and Canadian Piloto filler. Man, Canada's sneaking in on there.
Yeah. The Canadian tobacco market's really been picking up. You know, they had that issue with exports coming across the border. The truckers couldn't get through. They weren't wearing masks or something.
Sure.
It looks like Justin Trudeau's got that all straightened out, and Canada's back in the tobacco game. So
that's right.
Big shout out to Asylum for taking advantage of that. I think they're, you know, the first one back on the train, the Canadian tobacco train. So that sounds like a really interesting stick. Looking forward to that. And back on the business side, the cigar wars, you know, they're heating up. So we've got, you know, Nicaragua has just ever since, you know, the embargo in the 80s, you know, in the Civil War and the Sandinistas, all that stuff, like, they've been growing. Dominican Republic, of course. Now you've got Honduras, Ecuador. Who's left out is Cuba. So the U.S. still has an embargo on Cuba. And so in response, Castro and his Communist Party have agreed to purchase a 100-year lease of the Condega region of Nicaragua in 2027. They will be essentially taking over that region and producing cigars. And now they're legal to export to the U.S.
Hmm. So, awesome.
Yeah,
nice
so
workaround.
It's a great workaround. So they'll be importing Cuban tobacco. That it's illegal to import it to Nicaragua, right?
Yeah.
And then they'll be exporting it to the US.
Yeah, it's been far too long, man.
Yeah, so 2028, you should see Cubans on the shelf in the US.
Let's go. Not some fake ass bullshit Canadian Cubans.
Yeah, like we gotta wait a few years, but we finally solved that problem. So shout out to the communists for taking over a country and you know, doing their thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Really looking forward to that as a cigar aficionado.
That's right.
So good job there. Shout out to the Communist Party of Cuba. I guess this is kind of legal news, not really a cigar, but tell us about Gurkha.
So you remember we discussed the legal issue between Gurkha and Davidoff concerning the Year of the Dragon, because Gurkha apparently had claimed to Year of the Dragon, so they sued Davidoff. Man, I thought Davidoff had it in the bag. I was like, there's no way Gurkha's going to beat him. But hey, here they are. They beat him. You know what they got? They got $432.17 out of that settlement after legal fees. So good for them, man. They got something out of it and the patent.
Yep. So great job, Gurkha, standing by your guns. You should see all of those Year of the Dragon cigars pulled off the shelves in the next, you know, couple of weeks.
That aren't Gurkha.
Yeah, that aren't Gurkha. As well, they won a little bit of money.
Yeah.
In the lawsuit. So shout out to Gurkha. I feel like that was a lot of time and money well spent, you know, to protect your brand and really make your mark in the cigar world.
Yeah, man. You know? I didn't think they would get it, but they got it.
Yeah. Like sometimes you just have to defend your territory.
Right.
You know, let people know, hey, I'm a player. Just because you're Davidoff doesn't mean that you can take my intellectual property.
Right.
You know, they're legally leasing from the Chinese government anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, the Lunar New Year thing.
Right.
So, you know, like they went to the trouble, so they should reap the benefits.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kind of like their namesake, you know, that Gurkha spirit, that fighting spirit.
Yeah.
You know,
they
just kept going at it.
Yeah. So big shout out to Gurkha for all of the time and energy they put into something that fruitful for the cigar industry. And then finally, I think, you know, the big piece of news that, you know, this kind of people were talking about a little bit, but it just seems like we lose interest when we start talking about legal stuff.
Yeah.
The FDA has proposed a generational tobacco ban for the United States. They're working in conjunction with the United Nations Office of Tobacco and Controlled Substances. You know, they got a guy out in Belgium or something that comes up with these ideas. So he's working with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, BATFE, in the U.S. And this generational tobacco ban is scheduled to go into effect next July. Basically, if you were born before January 1st, 2000 in the United States, you will no longer be allowed to purchase tobacco products. It is open for public comment, and that's why we wanted to share with you guys. As you know, as required by law, it is posted for public comment until April 2nd.
Yeah.
So jump on the FDA website, make sure you go to the public comment section and let them know what the hell. You know, like, we don't agree with this. This is bad for the cigar industry and for people. And what about freedom? Stuff like that. So you know, just make sure you go to the FDA website, and we want to see millions of people on there saying, hey, you know what, get out of my smokes.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Or on the flip side, for us smokers that aren't affected by the ban, more cigars for us, more affordable cigars, because now there's an overabundance of cigars because nobody's now allowed to buy them. That's the population.
Silver lining and all that. So. But that's that's what's going on in the cigar world. And, you know, you might have kept up with PCA. You might not have. And so we wanted to just come out and let you guys know the really important stuff that is going on in the cigar industry. Because that's what we do on Burnline.
Yeah,
we educate. We inspire. We make sure that you're on the inside of everything in the industry.
Yeah, we are your cigar news. We want to be your cigar news.
We want to be your cigar news. Yeah. We all
get it.
This is it. There's no other source.
Absolutely not.
This is it. The last stop for everybody. I'm Johnny Midas.
And I'm Angel El Fumo Solario.
From Union Cigar in Hanover, Pennsylvania, USA. Cigar News of the Week. Have a great one.